Huh?
Russ, not yours.
He's already started the show, screwed up.
No,
that was the
it's
wrong
all
open.
Good.
Oh, you put the wrong one in?
No, I mean, that's
all right, nobody
maybe
knows.
It's a rotator and it's
that's
set
not supposed
up.
To be in there. So check okay. the rotator, will you, Paul? And by the way, you're snorting a condom later. Hey, everybody.
Oh, no.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast today. Yeah, I'm tired. 4 hours sleep, Susie. That's it. So get ready for that. It is show 839. It's the Tuesday offering here on the Q105. We're the home of the $1,000 payoff. That's right. Your shot to win $1,000 comes up this morning at about 9 o'clock and then noon, 3, and 6 right here. We'll give you all the details coming up. All right. It's going to be chilly today with some showers. It's got a little rain right now. And the temps are going to hold steady till about 38, Susan. And then there's a warm-up this afternoon. A chance of a thunderstorm later on. Temps maybe hitting 60. It all depends on where you live. If you live south, it's going to be a lot warmer. There's going to be a 10-degree difference between Bowling Green and Toledo, they say. So depending on our listening audience, or people that, believe it or not, you can get us in Findlay. You people in Findlay, you're hitting 60. People in Monroe, yeah, not so much. Adrian, yeah, probably not. Anyway, right now it's 38 here at the Cumulus Compound. I'm Denny, by the way. Nice to meet you. Susan, good to see you. You look good.
Okay.
Although your Easter hair was awesome yesterday. Today she's donning the Mud Hens hat, which looks good. You got your hair pulled that back there. If you check out Susie, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook Live, brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home.
Yeah.
What?
The hair was in full force yesterday.
It was awesome.
It was too much hair.
No.
It was very
who
80s.
Says, who told you that?
Well, later when I got home, I'm like, oh, this is... It's,
no,
it's,
it was not. No, wait a minute.
It
first
really
off,
wasn't.
80s is mall hair. That was not mall
but
hair.
But I have thick and there's volume and there's a
no,
lot of
no,
it.
Mall hair is like bouffanted up and way
well,
over curled. No, there
all
wasn't
right.
a lot
it
of
was
no,
fine.
It was perfectly proportioned with your face
okay.
and your overall awesomeness. So whoever told
all
you
right.
that was lying to you. There you go. I'm the voice of truth. You know that. All right. Play along okay. on the show today. 419-240-1055. Five caller text us on the First Insurance Group text line. Rob already texted me and he says, Washington Local could screw up a wet. Oh, I can't say that.
Clean it up for the air.
SMH. And I said, I texted back, I guess Patrick wasn't the only problem in that district. I'm just glad my kids aren't in Washington Local. We were close to living there too. They can't get along. They can't get along with anything. And now a judge is going to put the. Oh. SMH is right, Rob. Shaking my head with you. All right, let's do the national headlines and then get rolling. And, of course, we'll talk about the elephant in the room, which is stinking Villanova. Them bastards. Yeah, come on. We knew. You knew. I called it yesterday. Did I not?
You did.
I did. So there you go. Here's your national headlines.
Beijing slapping tariffs on up to $3 billion worth of U.S. goods.
Teachers in Kentucky and Oklahoma are at their state capitals.
Our students are worth it.
Teachers in Kentucky are demanding higher wages and protesting possible changes to their pensions. In Oklahoma, they're calling for better resources.
13-year-old Jesse Hernandez was playing at Griffith Park in an abandoned maintenance building when part of the floor gave way and he fell 25 feet down a pipe. He was then taken to a hospital just to make sure he was okay.
The Environmental Protection Agency has put the brakes on an Obama-era rule requiring automakers to make cars that average more than 50 miles per gallon by the year 2025.
Smartphone apps to remotely lock, monitor, or start your car have become common. Now we're seeing the next step, using that phone as your key fob.
With this vehicle, you'll not
really?
Only be able to unlock it, but you'll be able to start and drive it with your phone alone.
The app will also allow you to send a virtual key to another driver.
Oh my gosh, technology is almost so awesome. Sometimes. Susan, open up that blue prize catalog. Tell me what we have to give away to our sexy, good-looking, highly intelligent listening audience.
Well, it's sad today.
What?
Even
oh,
though,
it is.
Yep, it's wet outside. We're right? dry in here.
Oh, we're having some dryness.
Yeesh.
Well, it's only fitting, you know, that we have dryness because, mm-hmm. you know, what happened last night. By the way, today is April 3rd is World Party Day. Everywhere on the planet except Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
See what I did there? It's World Party Day, or P-Day as they call it, a synchronized global celebration, Susan, that celebrates hope that will make the world a better place. The motto, party is the opposite of war. Wow, that's very okay. deep thinking on the World Party Day. Yeah, all right, let's just get it out of the way, shall we? The first 10 minutes of the game I loved, okay? I really did. The last 30, not so much. The first 10 minutes, Michigan was up by 7. They came out like gangbusters and played well. And then this Dante DiVincenzo, whatever his name is, he comes in off the bench, Susan, and starts lighting it up. 31 points off the bench, which is a record for the NCAA final. Michigan loses to Villanova 79-62. So there you go. You know what? You know why it doesn't hurt so bad? Even though I'm tired because, you know, I was up to 11:30. I mean, it was over in the first half, but I thought, all right, let's just stay up to watch the beginning of the second half. And then as soon as they were up by 14, I'm like, screw this. I went to bed. So it was like 11:30. So I got about maybe 4 hours of sleep. But the fact that Michigan was even there and clawed their way to that position, I got to give kudos. I do. I know you Buckeye fans are loving it, but, you know, whatever. At least we were there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
All right. I'm not sad.
No, you're
I'm
not
just
sad.
Tired. I might be a little cranky, but I am going to enjoy Paul when he snorts a condom to his nose.
Oh, no.
That's going to be really good.
Oh, no.
I have a question, though, for you. You know, Dick's, the giant Dick's
over there at the
Franklin Park Mall, had Michigan won, they would be open right now.
Right.
Had the giant, you know, Michigan won, the giant Dick's would have opened up early. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they got all the Michigan gear.
I know.
They got all the championship hats and shirts and undies and condoms. I don't know what. And they were going to open, but since Michigan lost, they aren't opening. Mm-hmm. They're opening their regular time today. So here's what I want to know. They had the gear. The gear had to be here in Toledo. I don't even know if they had all the gear out. I don't know. Or maybe they were just waiting around watching the game. And then when they saw Michigan lost, everybody just went home at like midnight.
I wonder how that works. Yeah.
There has to be trucks over at the giant Dick's at the mall right now that is packed with Michigan winning the national championship gear. I would like to know what they're going to do with all that gear. I'd like a hat. Even though they didn't win, I'd still like it because then people go, hey, they didn't win. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, but that's fun though.
You wear a shirt.
Oh,
they didn't win, dude. Yeah, I know. But then there's stupid people who won't know and go, hey, congratulations on Michigan winning, like I had something to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I would like to wear that.
I
want to know. I'll give you $3 for a shirt. I'll give you $2 for a hat. What do they do with it all? You know what I think they do? I know they do this with NFL championship shirts and hats and NBA championships when they lose. They send them over to third world countries, like over in Africa and stuff, and they just give them away. And you got all these kids riding around on these, you know, mopeds or whatever, and they're wearing, like, you know,
shirts with false information on.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they take them because, you know, they don't have shirts.
Yeah.
Nice
shirts,
too. Probably 50-50 blend.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't shrink when they're washed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you beat them against a rock, probably it's going to expand, you know, how they wash their clothes over there. Anyway, if anybody works at Dick's or knows somebody that works at the giant Dick's, let me know how I can get my hands on a shirt and a hat. I want a shirt and a hat. Maybe a golf shirt if they got any.
They'd probably get in trouble, though, for giving those out, don't you think?
You know what? I am the most beloved broadcaster in Toledo, okay? It's everybody knows that. I'm internationally famous. People love me. You know, one hat, one shirt. It's not going to kill you.
Friendly as hell.
I am friendly as hell. And I'll pay you $3 for both. I just dropped my price. $2 for the shirt, $1 for the hat.
Oh,
there you go.
I don't know.
So call me or text me if somebody's got an in over at the giant Dick's at Franklin Park Mall. 419-240-1055. All right, coming back. I do have some good news, good food news. I'm going to tell you how you can get lunch today for a nickel, Susie.
That's a good deal.
But you got to go with somebody, but you, a nickel. So I'll do that next. It's 6:14. Wait a minute. What did I have here? I think I had something here. Where is it? For those that are suffering. You know, I did win the,
what's the final standings?
Bracket.
You want to run those down?
Yeah, I'll run those down.
I just want to make sure I'm not last.
But there's a lot of people that have the blues today because the tournament's over, and maybe this will help.
The NCAA tournament is over, and millions of Americans are waking up today with troubling symptoms. Chronic lethargy, unnecessary bracket checking, painful non-basketball conversations with loved ones, acute sports-free plans with family or friends, and occasional glimpses of reality. If you suffer from post-March Madness, there is a cure. It's called baseball. Ask your doctor if baseball could be right for you. And restore your family's faith in your normal behavior of being distracted and emotionally unavailable.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get